Well, it's one game that all that stands between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks, and a little bit of a break as these two sides get 4 days off after today. A little bit of a break coming in the two schedules, but we still have a series finale on our hands between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks, and we're about set to go here in Kannapolis after a bit of a delay due to some weather moving in and a bit of a pop-up storm. We are back in the sunny skies and playing baseball here in Kannapolis. Hi, good friends. Dan Helody on the broadcast today, bringing you all the action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The righty Tanner McDougal will lift the first pitch. This one is popped up in the infield. Third base Brooks Baldwin under it. Just like that, one pitch, one out is all that's needed. And Tanner McDougal picks up a P5 to start off the day. Tommy Specht is the first out. One down, Glader Figueroa will stand in. Ballers winning last night in a tight game, 2-1. They will look to make it now 3 in a row against these Down East Wood Ducks, picking up a win on Friday and last night as well. As it's Tanner McDougal on the bump in his start today, 13th of the season. Pitches inside and low, 1-0 count on Glader Figueroa. McDougal on the bump for Kannapolis today. 6'5", 240-pound righty from Las Vegas, Nevada. His 1-0 is a bit inside and low to Figueroa. Count will move to 2-0. McDougal making his 13th appearance of the season, 0-2 on the year, with a 4.42 ERA. 6'5", 240-pound righty from Las Vegas, Nevada. McDougal's pitch is a broken bat blooper into shallow right, snagged by Camaletti on a liner. It'll be a soft P4 off the bat of Glader Figueroa. Quickly now two down in this top of the first inning for the Down East Wood Ducks. Danier Cueva is now due up. Again, McDougal making that 13th appearance of the season. He had a bit of a rough go of it last time out against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on Monday. Allowed 7 runs, 6 earned in an inning and 2/3. He did face 10 batters. He only went 54 pitches, though, so should be able to go a little bit longer today. Pitch is a inside to Cueva. 1-0 count now on the Wood Ducks shortstop. Connor Piotto, the catcher, will bat in the cleanup spot. He's on deck. 1-0 for McDougal. This one's grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Shortstop to Guzman lays out. Can't make the easy snag. It'll be an infield single up the middle for Danier Cueva. A nice effort by De Guzman at short, but unable to get there is De Guzman, so Cueva will have an infield single. A runner on now for Down East and two down, and due up is Connor Piotto. So De Guzman lays out for the grab, but it'll be Connor Piotto standing in for the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. Piotto, the catcher, bats in the cleanup spot. Anthony Gutierrez on deck. Piotto swings at the first pitch he sees, popped up in the infield, headed towards foul ground. Catcher Gonzalez is called off by the third baseman Baldwin. It's a very, very quick top of the first inning. A couple of pop-outs in the book. It's now 3 outs recorded. Tanner McDougal is through 1 inning of work. He does allow a base knock from Danier Cueva, but that is all she wrote for the Down East Wood Ducks in the top of the first. So the bottom half of the first we go. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom half of the first inning here on this Sunday series finale at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Mario Camilletti leading things off for Kannapolis. Following up will be Brooks Baldwin and Bryce Willits in this bottom of the first. Ballers in the down, Eastwood Ducks still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The righty of DJ McCarty on the bump. He'll come set working from the line. First pitch to Camilletti is just a bit outside. A 1-0 count now to Mario Camilletti. Ballers will send Camilletti, Baldwin, and Willits to face DJ McCarty, the righty on the bump. Making a start today for the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0 in there for a called strike, 1-1 on Camilletti. McCarty is a 6'2" righty, 145 pounds, 20 years of age. Is McCarty. Camilletti crowns a 1-1 towards first. Played by Bannister. Takes it to the bag himself for the out. One out now in the first inning. Due up is the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. McCarty, 20 years of age from Redlands, California, a product of Temescal Canyon High School in Lake Elsinore, California, a way out west coast kid. DJ McCarty joins the Texas Rangers organization and is now in the minor league system in the Down East Wood Ducks. He signed as a free agent back in 2020 with the Rangers organization. First pitch to Baldwin is in there on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1 on the third baseman Baldwin. One of the hotter bats as of late for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's got four homers in his last five games. 0-1 swung and missed, 0-2. Now on the third baseman, Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin at the plate. Bryce Willits awaits on deck for Kannapolis as Baldwin takes the 0-2 fastball a bit outside. 1-2, now your count. DJ McCarty, 1-2 on the season, a 2.70 ERA. This is start number 8 for him on the season, working at a good pace, 1-2. Baldwin pokes this one foul. Count stays put at 1-2. 43 and a third innings pitched for McCarty on the season, 52 strikeouts. His whip is lower than the normal Carolina League pitcher at 1.20 on this young season. 1-2, Baldwin swings and fouls this one off of his right foot. He'll stay alive at 1-2 as he'll walk around and kind of grimace at some of that pain. Ballers went looking for win number 3 in a row against these Wood Ducks. They are tied for first place currently with the Columbia Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization, where they will play next weekend for a short little 3-game stretch down in Columbia at Segra Park after the All-Star break. Starts tomorrow and finishes up on a Friday when we resume action down in Columbia on Friday. 1-2. Baldwin gets a piece of it and fouls it back. Count will move to 1-2. We'll do it again. Chris Lanzelli, the left fielder, is in the hole. He's awaiting to bat. He is in the cleanup spot. Juan Gonzalez, catcher, bats fifth as Baldwin swings the 1-2. Fouled off yet again. Count stays put at 1-2. 6-7-8-9 in the order for Kannapolis today. Logan Glass in center, bat sixth. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Drake Logan. Batting eighth is the designated hitter, Javier Mora. And batting ninth is Christopher DeGuzman. 1-2, grounded sharply in the infield. Baldwin's going to leg this one out. He's safe at first. Now he's going to scurry for second. Throw goes in a second. It gets loose into left field, and it's an infield base running blunder. Brooks Baldwin is in at second base safely. We're going to see what the score is. It's going to be a hit and then an error. So more than likely, Baldwin will reach with a single and then an E of 5 on the throw will allow him to get to second base. We'll see how the play is called here by the official score to my right. We'll see how it's called. Nonetheless, Baldwin's at second. Now with one out in this first inning, and Bryce Willits will stand in. So Kannapolis gets their first base runner of the day. Both sides of the hit apiece here in this bottom of the first inning. Here in Kannapolis, McCarty sets. First pitch on the way to Willits. He grounds this one towards short. Played by Cueva. Sets in, throws across his body to first for the out. That is out number 2. Baldwin, though, will advance to third, so it is a productive ground out. A 6-3 ground out for Willits. Two down, and Chris Lanzilli is going to stand in. Chris Lanzilli will have an opportunity to drive a run home. He drove in two last night, the only two runs of the game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2 to 1 last night, a hard charge by the Wood Ducks late. In that seventh inning, they picked up a run, and they had the tying and go-ahead runs on the base in the ninth. But to no avail, as they did not pick up anything. First pitch, a called strike to Lanzilli. 0-1 your count on the Ballers left field here. Defensive setup today for Down East. Tommy Specht in left, Anthony Gutierrez in center, and in right is JoJo Blackman. 0-1 is up and inside to Lanzilli, even now at 1-1 on the Ballers left fielder Lanzilli. Infield left to right, Figueroa, Cueva, Mesa, and Zion Bannister. Behind the dish is Connor Piotto. For the righty, DJ McCarty. 1-1 on the way to Lanzilli. This one's grounded at a good pace towards third. Play by Figueroa. Sets in, fires across the diamond in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out. Run will not score. We remain scoreless after one inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll set it into a quick break in the top of the second due up for the Wood Ducks, Gutierrez, Pena, and Blackman when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Tanner McDougal back on the bump for inning number two today here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the second inning, a scoreless ballgame in the series finale between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McDougal back on the bump. Anthony Gutierrez, Yancy Pena, and JoJo Blackman do up for the Wood Ducks in this top of the second inning. A very quick first inning. We'll send things to the second now as McDougal's first pitch is lifted high and foul by Gutierrez. 0-1 is your count. McDougal needing just seven pitches to get through that first inning. He draws a couple of pop-outs, and he does get a single hit off of him by Cueva, but that's all she wrote. 0-1. This one's grounded deep in the hole. It's short. DeGuzman makes the play across the diamond. It is not in time. Infield single for Anthony Gutierrez. Second hit of the day for Down East. One on, nobody out, and Yancy Pena due up. So Yancy Pena, the designated hitter, will stand in with a runner on and nobody out against Tanner McDougal, the righty making his 13th start on this 2023 season. McDougal, a fifth-round pick in 2021. He was a high schooler in Nevada. He committed to the University of Oregon but was signed away for $850,000 in the fifth round of the 2021 draft. A 1-0 count now as his curveball is just a bit low for Yancy Pena. McDougal, a four-pitch mix, a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. 1-0 count, runner going, pitch deliver. This one's low at the plate, throwing a second. Did they get him? Close play, no way. Slowing base for Anthony Gutierrez. He's in there safely. Runner now in scoring position for the Wood Ducks. There's a nice attempt behind the dish by Juan Gonzalez to throw in, but it is not in time, and Pena now has a runner in scoring position. Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization clinching the first half crown in the Carolina League North Division. Already have punched their ticket into extra baseball. Pena swings and fouls off the 2-0. Now 2-1 on the Wood Ducks designated hitter. Rest of the order, JoJo Blackman, right fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Zion Bannister, the first baseman. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Andres Mesa. McDougal stands in on the bump with a runner at second base. He takes a peek over there. 2-1 count. McDougal looks in. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs at 94. Count runs to now 3-1 on Yancy Pena. Defensive setup today for Kannapolis. Lift to right in the outfield. Lanzilli, Glass, and Logan. Infield left to right. Baldwin, DeGuzman, Camaletti, and Willits. Juan Gonzalez behind the dish for McDougal. 3-1 fastball up and inside ball for McDougal will issue his first walk of this afternoon against Down East. A runner on now and first and second. Two on and nobody out. And due up will be JoJo Blackman. McDougal has walked batters in every outing except for one this year. In his first start here at Atrium Health Ballpark, he didn't walk any, but he was struck out six in four innings against the Charleston River Dogs back in April on the 21st. He's faced down east once as McDougal out at Granger Stadium in Kinston. First pitch is swung and missed. A 0-1 count on it. The right fielder, JoJo Blackman. In one game against the Wood Ducks, McDougal, 3 2/3 innings, one hit, one walk, and eight strikeouts. He had a nice outing out in Kinston a couple of weeks back, just in the latter parts of that first half. 0-1 is outside. McDougal tries a breaking ball outside. He doesn't get it. 1-1 on the right fielder, JoJo Blackman. Opponents are batting on the season. A grand total of 206 against Tanner McDougal. The righty who's put together a bit of a better year than the stats will show. 1-1 fastball inside corner, 1-2 is your count. Entering today, McDougal, 38 2/3 innings pitched, 28 hits, 50 strikeouts, 30 walks. The walks can bite McDougal sometimes, but the righty has done sharp work this season. 1-2 fastball is upstairs, 2-2. Now on the right fielder, JoJo Blackman. Blackman at the plate. Zion Bannister, first baseman, awaits on deck. McDougal with a look at second, 2-2. Upstairs again, McDougal trying to get the fastball working. He offers a 90-mile-an-hour pitch upstairs. Pena at first base, and at second base is Gutierrez. McDougal trying to stretch the zone. Can't find it against the Wood Ducks. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer calling balls and strikes today. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 93 in the inside corner. And Tanner McDougal gets his first punch out of the day. JoJo Blackman will have a seat with one down now in this second inning. Two on and one down. Zion Bannister stands in. So 2-1 and Zion Bannister due up with one down in the frame. A ground ball would do a lot of good here. Bannister will swing at the first pitch he sees. This one's fouled off. 0-1 is your count. If you look at the numbers so far today, obviously this isn't a number we exactly have readily available. But if you look at so far the Wood Ducks and their at-bats, they are swinging at like everything today. It has been a whole lot of swinging from this Wood Ducks lineup in this series finale. 0-1 on the way from McDougal. This is a fastball inside at 94. 1-1 is your even count. Again, had a little bit of weather moving in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Delay in the start of today's game was supposed to go about 1 o'clock. However, it pushed us about 45 minutes. McDougal sets 1-1 on the way to the plate. This one is outside. Tried a curveball outside. 2-1 on Bannister. McDougal sitting at about 23 pitches on this afternoon thus far. There are some clouds rolling in from left field. Nothing looking too bad, though. 2-1 swing and a miss from Bannister. 94, 2-2 is your count. McDougal working the fastball today, and the fastball seems to be what he's working on today, and it's working well. McDougal getting a lot of swing and miss with his fastball, humming around 94, 95. McDougal sets glove at the waist. He'll peek at second. Gutierrez with a good lead. Pitch on the way. This one's an off-speed pitch in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Taking a peek at strike three is Zion Bannister. Two down now and two on. And two up the 9-0 batter, Andres Mesa. Andres Mesa will stand in with two on and two out. Here for the Down East Wood Ducks in this top of the second inning. A scoreless ball game still. McDougal looking to get out of the jam. Pitch on the way. This one is just a bit outside. A 1-0 count on Mesa. Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. And their first trip to Kannapolis this week. They'll make another one in about a month here in mid-August. Curveball Mesa and the 1-0 is in there for a called strike on the inside corner. 1-1. On the Wood Ducks, 9-hole batter, the second baseman, Andres Mesa. Mesa acquired in a trade to the Seattle Mariners in 2021. He's made his way to down east, batting 173 on the season. He does have three homers. Does the righty bat. Time called to the plate by the catcher Juan Gonzalez. Top of the order and Tommy Specht awaiting on deck for the Wood Ducks in this top of the second inning. 1-1 pitch on the way. This one is spun in just a bit outside, a close call. Count runs to 2-1 now on the nine-hole batter, Mesa. As now the ballers are going to toss out a righty to get loose down the line. Ethan Hammerberg is going to get up and get throwing. Runners going on the 2-1. This one is skied high and foul down the left field line. 2-2 now your count. McDougal offered a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Just over the heart of the plate where Mesa took it for a ride, but it landed foul. 2-2 count, two outs. Top of the second, a scoreless ball game. Andres Mesa at the plate. McDougal one strike away from getting out of the inning unscathed. 2-2 count. McDougal will come set. He's working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Tries a spin, and McDougal takes a slip and tumble on the mound. Count will run full as he tried a breaking ball and lost the footing with his left shoe, it appeared. So McDougal took a tumble on the 3-2. Now we'll have a full count against Andres Mesa. Have to think at least a mound visit coming if he walks Mesa. 3-2 runners going. This one's popped up, lifted high and foul by the Wood Ducks second baseman. Count will stay put at 3-2. We'll do it again. And this Sunday series finale, it is Dinosaur Day here at Atrium Health Ballpark, the second of two Dinosaur Days this year. Got all kinds of dinosaurs here provided by Ed's Dinosaurs Live. 3-2. This one's grounded sharply to third, played by Baldwin Hill. Set his feet and across the diamond. A first, he goes for the out. McDougal gets out of the inning as he takes a tumble, but he definitely does work and gets out of the frame. A ground out for Andres Mesa. So after a walk and a single, he gets two strikeouts and a ground out, and it's still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a fast break on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. We'll be right back after a quick break. Still scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Gonzalez will stand in and lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the second inning, a scoreless ball game. Back on the bump is DJ McCarty, the righty. It'll be Gonzalez, due up, Glass, and Logan to follow. Pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the catcher, Juan Gonzalez. Ballers and Wood Ducks still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gonzalez gets his first at-bat of the day, 0-1 on the way. This one is on the inside corner, called strike 2, 0-2 on the catcher, Gonzalez. Juan acquired in a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays earlier this season. He'll call time on the 0-2 before it is offered. acquired in a trade. He played some with the Dunedin Blue Jays earlier this year, but has also danced around the Blue Jays organization. He got traded here to the White Sox. 0-2 is fouled off. He stays alive. 0-2, still your count. Spent a little time with the Buffalo Bisons in the International League as well last season. 0-2, this one is spun in just a bit inside. A 1-2 count on the catcher, Juan Gonzalez. La Guaira, Venezuela, is Juan Gonzalez. 5'9", 195 pounds, is the 22-year-old. 1-2 from McCarty. This one's grounded towards short. Playable for Cueva. He comes in, makes the play across for the out. 6-3 ground out for Juan Gonzalez. One down. Logan Glass will stand in. So Logan Glass will step to the plate. The Ballers have had one base runner today. Brooks Baldwin reaching on a single and an error as well. So Glass will have an opportunity. His first at-bat of the day. First pitch from McCarty. This one's sharply grounded to second base. Play by Mesa. Across to first he goes for the out. Just like that, one pitch for the second out is all that's needed. Two down, and due up will be Drake Logan. Ball game has a good tempo to it today here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and the Wood Ducks wrapping up this six-game set. Started on Tuesday. Both sides, I'm sure, looking forward to those 4 days off they've got coming after today's game. As these two sides have not had an off day since last Monday. As this first pitch lifted in the air, right field, trailing is Blackman towards the corner and right. In true right field, he makes the grab for the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for DJ McCarty. And we'll change sides here to the top of the third. We go. McDougal working on the bump for Kannapolis. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Nally Live. Top of the order, two up for Down East when we return.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the third we go. Top of the order for the Down East Wood Ducks. Tommy Specht, Glader Figueroa, and Danier Cueva do up. Tanner McDougal's first pitch, top of the third, is a curveball inside, a 1-0 count on the left fielder, Tommy Specht. McDougal back for his third inning of action. He's got two punch-outs thus far on his day. He's escaped trouble in the second, and he's back for the third. 1-0, this one's low and outside. A 2-0 count now to the leadoff batter, Tommy Specht. McDougal through two innings, two hits, a walk, and two punch-outs. He has not allowed any runs thus far on his day. 2-0 count, pitch delivered. This one's towered in a shallow right in after it is Bryce Willits. Right fielder can't find it as Willits goes back in foul ground. Makes the pop-out grab for the out. A P3 into right field foul ground. Caught by the first baseman Willits. A P3 for Specht. One out now, and Glader Figueroa due up. So Figueroa will stand in here in this top of the third inning with one down. Figueroa popped out to Camilletti his first time up. Top of the third. Still scoreless with one down here at Atrium Health Ballpark. McDougal's pitch. This one is low and inside at 1-0 count. Now on the third baseman, Figueroa. McDougal's ERA dipping down to a 4.17 ERA. After a rough go of it last time out against Fayetteville, 1-0. This one's grounded sharply to first. Play by Willits. He'll take it to the bag himself for the out. A 3-U put out. Willits a busy man so far in this third inning. He has two putouts. And McDougal has two down now with his top of the third inning. And Donier Cueva due up. So Donier Cueva will get an opportunity with two outs in top of the third inning. McDougal averaging about four starts per month. He'll offer this first pitch to Cueva, Scott High and foul, 0-1 on the Wood Duck shortstop. McDougal looking to go longer than four innings today. He has not gone longer than four innings in any of his starts. 0-1 to Cueva. This one's chopped foul, 0-2 on the Wood Duck shortstop. We'll see how long he goes today. He has not been gone longer than four innings in any of his starts. More than likely a pitch count or an inning count. But we'll see what he does. 0-2. Curveball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three just like that. The top of the third is complete. Tanner McDougal now has three strikeouts on the day. He comes in and it gets Cueva looking at a called strike three. 1-2-3. Quick top of the third. We'll be right back at the bottom of the third. Two up for the Ballers. Mora, De Guzman, and Camilletti when we return to the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. Javier Mora leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the third inning, Christopher De Guzman and Mario Camilletti to follow. It's the bottom of the third. We are scoreless still at Atrium Health Ballpark. Back on the bump is DJ McCarty for inning number three of work. Still looking for his first strikeout. Mora swings the first pitch he sees. This one's blooped into right center. That'll fall for a base hit. It's the second hit of the day for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A leadoff single by Javier Mora. One on now and nobody out for Christopher De Guzman. Ballers and the Down East Wood Ducks battling in this series finale. A bit of a hard-fought series thus far. Kannapolis looking for three wins in a row against these Down East Wood Ducks. They've already clinched the series split with Down East. A win today would take the series for the Ballers. It would be four wins of the six. Mora with a good lead at first. De Guzman stands in, shows bunt, pulls it back as this pitch is low. 1-0 count on the shortstop to Guzman. Playing short today, batting 167. He's got two RBI. This is Christopher De Guzman, former Alabama State shortstop. Signed as a free agent by the White Sox and assigned to Kannapolis. Swings at the 1-0. This one's fouled off. 1-1 your count on to Guzman. Top of the order, Mario Camilletti waiting on deck. Bottom of the third, a 1-1 count on to Guzman. Of course, a busy day across the Carolina League. We'll get you an out-of-town score look as we can here in the broadcast booth at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 fouled off. Count stays to 1-2 now on to Guzman. Busy day in the Carolina League. Of course, Kannapolis tied for first in the Carolina League South Division in a game where two sides are fighting to stay in their divisions. 1-2, grounded to second, playable for Mesa. To second for one on to first. They do not get the second out as ball is loose at first. Bannister is not able to hold on to the ball, so it'll be a fielder's choice. The Guzman will reach, and out at second is Mora on the 4-6 put out. So one down now, and Mario Camilletti will stand in. So Camilletti will get his second at-bat of the day. He's got a runner on first into Guzman, and one down. McCarty's pitch delivered. Camilletti swings. This one's up in the middle into center for a base hit. The Guzman's going to round second, head for third. Sliding after it is Gutierrez. He can't get the ball. Rounding third at home is DeGuzman on the play. Here comes the throw in. It's not in time. It'll be a double off the bat of Mario Camilletti. Scoring is DeGuzman on the ballers. Strike first. It's 1-0 here in this bottom of the third at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mario Camilletti adds his 15th double on the season. It's a team high. And adds another RBI to his total. It'll be DeGuzman scoring. Kannapolis leads 1-0. And Brooks Baldwin will stand in. Camilletti is 40th RBI of the season. 8th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. Certainly making his presence felt here in Kannapolis. McCarty on the bump, working now, down to 1-0. Pitch to Baldwin as a fastball outside at 94. A 1-0 count on the third baseman, Baldwin. Ballers now a run on three hits. As Kannapolis and the Down East Wood Ducks battling in this bottom of the third. 1-0 count, one down, pitch delivered. Baldwin takes up and inside on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-0. On the third baseman, Brooks Baldwin. At second is Camilletti. He's got a good lead over there at second. 2-0 to Baldwin is fouled off over everybody's head. 2-1 on the baller's third baseman. Only one other game going on at the moment in the Carolina League. Bottom of the third, Augusta is hosting Myrtle Beach, and they are still scoreless down at SRP Park in Augusta. Everyone else getting a later start, or there's actually one postponement as well today. Up in Virginia, 2-1 is outside, and it's now 3-1 on Baldwin. Salem and Lynchburg have been postponed today. The Hillcats and the Red Sox. They will have to wait to get that matchup rescheduled for another game in the second half of action. 3-1 count with one down. Baldwin stands in, pitch delivered. He swings at this one. It's popped up in foul ground on the third base side. Figueroa chasing. He'll run out of room. It'll fall in the seating bowl. Count will run 3-2. Full count on Baldwin with one down. His first time up, he had a single. One of three hits today for Kannapolis. At second is Camilletti. And at first is Bryce Willits, who awaits on deck. Baldwin stands in. 3-2 pitch. He pops this one up in the shallow right. Bannister backtracking, called off by the second baseman Mesa. He makes the grab and will immediately throw into the infield to hold the runner Camilletti. So a P4 in the book. Baldwin pops out. Two down now, and Bryce Willits will stand in with a runner on in the scoring position. So Bryce Willits stands in. Camilletti at second with a good lead. Ballers on top. 1-0 thanks to an RBI double from Mario Camilletti. Willits' first pitch from McCarty is outside. A 1-0 count on the Ballers' first baseman. Again, only one other game going on. Bottom of the third in Augusta. Now the Green Jackets on top 1-0 over the Pelicans. Everyone else, 2:05 starts in Delmarva. They'll host the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-0 to Willits in there for a called strike, a 1-1 count. 5:05, the conclusion of the series between the Charleston River Dogs hosting the Columbia Fireflies. And then in Carolina, the Mudcats hosting the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And a makeshift doubleheader today. They had to resume the game from last night, and then they have to finish today's game. Willits fouls off the 1-1, a 1-2 count now on the first baseman, Bryce Willits. They got the first game complete. Carolina wins it 1-0. And they're in the top of the second up in Zebulon in Five County Stadium in East Raleigh area. They're in a delay right now in the top of the second inning due to some weather, it appears. 1-2 count. McCarty's pitch is a bit outside to Willits. Count will run even at 2-2. As mentioned, the one postponement. Salem and Lynchburg unable to get underway up at Hank of the James Stadium in Virginia. So those two will reschedule for another day. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Willits goes after it in the inside corner and can't catch up. So it is called a strike three. That's three outs in this third inning. We're a third of the way done here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top 1-0 thanks to a double from Mario Camilletti. To the fourth we go on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top of the fourth we go. It's Connor Piotto leading it off for the Down East Wood Ducks. Anthony Gutierrez and Yancy Pena to follow. Tanner McDougal returns to the mound for his fourth inning of work today. Against these Down East Wood Ducks, he'll stand in against Connor Piotto, who will get his second at-bat of the day against McDougal. He pops out his first time up, battling against the righty. McDougal's first pitch is a bit inside, a 1-0 count on the catcher, Connor Piotto. McDougal has looked better today. He's struck out a couple of batters, three in total. He's got two looking strikeouts and one swinging strikeout. He works from the stretch, 1-0. Piotto bloops this one in high and deep into right field. Backtracking Drake Logan on the warning track makes the grab for the out. That one was flared out into right field. Piotto got a good hold on it, but it is a fly out into right for the first out. Anthony Gutierrez will stand in. So Gutierrez will get an opportunity as the Ronnie McDougal working on the bump in his fourth inning of work. There is an arm now getting loose down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Drew McDaniel getting loose as this one's in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez's first time up had a single. He also stole a base and battled with McDougal, 0-1. This one's grounded foul down the third base side, 0-2 quickly on the Wood Ducks center fielder. Gutierrez, a top prospect in the Rangers organization, sitting at number 10, on the Rangers top 30 prospect list. 0-2 count for McDougal. Pitches a fastball upstairs. Can't get there. A 1-2 count on Gutierrez. Of course, keeping a close eye on the prospect list. Bound to change very shortly as tonight the top prospects for the draft will be selected. 1-2 into left field. That's a base knock with one down here in this top of the fourth inning. So now runner on for Down East with one down. It'll be NC Pena standing in. So already Anthony Gutierrez with a multi-hit game. He has two singles against Tanner McDougal. It'll be one on and one down for NC Pena, who had a walk his first time up against McDougal. McDougal with three strikeouts thus far. Before his rough outing on Monday in Fayetteville, he had struck out at least three in a total of six starts in a row. Pitch is outside a 1-0 count on NC Pena. Only got two punch-outs on Monday in Fayetteville. In front of a good crowd in Fayetteville on July 3rd. McDougal will set. Check on the runner. A tag at first. Willits can't get the tag in time. It'll be a 1-0 count at the plate on Pena when the pitch is offered. Again, Drew McDaniel getting loose down the line. He went three innings on Wednesday. Had his start cut short due to the weather moving in. Runner going on the 1-0. Curveball is inside corner of the plate. Throwing a second is not in time. Gutierrez swipes his second stolen base of the day. That'll be now another runner in scoring position for Down East. A 1-1 count as Pena gets a inside corner breaking ball from McDougal. So Gutierrez swipes his second base of the day. 1-1 count. McDougal will look at second. Here's the pitch. Another curveball in there for a strike, 1-2. Pena fooled and buckled at the knees with the 78-mile-an-hour Uncle Charlie from Tanner McDougal. McDougal, an avid collector of Jordans. He also collects his own baseball cards, too. 1-2 is up and away. Now 2-2 is your count. He's a big baseball card guy, loves to collect his own stuff. And he also is a big Vegas Golden Knights fan, from Vegas, of course. Loves the Golden Knights and loves hockey. Says he goes to about 30 to 35 games a season. Wish I had that kind of time and resources to go to the Bolts games 30, 35 times a year. 2-2, he steps off on the rubber. McDougal always down to talk hockey, that's for sure. A couple of hockey guys down in the clubhouse for the Ballers. 2-2 on the way. This is a curveball, weakly grounded towards third, but Aldwin will field. And he'll fake like he's going to third. It'll be a single in the infield for NC Pena. So runners on the corners as Gutierrez moves to third. Two on now in the corners and one down. And due up is the right fielder, JoJo Blackman. So JoJo Blackman will get runners on the corners and one down. McDougal is at 51 pitches. On his day against these Wood Ducks, through 3 1/3. He'll come set, pitch on the way. Curveball is a bit outside to Blackman, a 1-0 count on the Wood Ducks right fielder. And a bit of a swinging bunt from Pena, and he is on base for the second time today. 1-0 count, one down, pitch on the way. Swing and miss, got him with a breaking ball. 1-1 your count. One count on Blackman, the right fielder. Bannister, first baseman awaiting. 1-1, the runner going, and it's outside of the plate. No throw. It'll be a stolen base for NC Pena. So now two on in scoring position for Down East. A 2-1 count of the plate on the right fielder, Blackman. McDougal working at a good pace. He'll come set, 2-1. This one's fouled off over my head here in the press box. Count evens at 2-2. Good work from JoJo Blackman to stay alive. McDaniel getting loose down the line in right. He'll enter in relief for McDougal. McDougal sets, deep breath, 2-2. Up and inside, almost hits Blackman in the chest. Count will run full on the Wood Ducks right fielder. On deck is Zion Bannister, first baseman. Now it looks like a bit of a swap has been made. Looks like McDaniel is going to halt getting loose for the moment, and Oriel Castro is going to get loose down the line in the right field. 3-2 pitch. This one's up the middle. That's going to get in the center for a base hit. Scoring will be Gutierrez, rounding second and third. Rounding third, I should say, headed home. On the play is Yency Pena. It's a two RBI single off the bat of JoJo Blackman, and the Wood Ducks swipe the lead now. It is a 2-1 ball game. Gutierrez and Pena both score, and it's a single for JoJo Blackman. Zion Bannister will now stand in. So McDougal allows two runs on a single from JoJo Blackman. He'll stand in here against Zion Bannister. Pitch on the way from the Ronnie. Fastball low and inside, a 1-0 count. McDougal allows runs for the third game in a row. He had a shutout outing against Down East the first time he faced this Wood Duck squad. However, has not had the same success today. A 1-0 count. Gonzalez is going to go chat with McDougal. Three straight base hits for the Wood Ducks. Gutierrez, Pena, and Blackman all adding singles. With some stolen bases and some good base running, the Wood Ducks have snagged the lead at 2-1. Again, Oriel Castro, the lefty, getting loose down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McDougal's at 58 pitches thus far. He has a 1-0 count on the first baseman, Zion Bannister. And 2-1 your count. 2-1 your score, I should say. A 1-0 count on the first baseman, Bannister. McDougal's pitch, runner going. This one's flared into right center field. Playable for the center fielder, Glass, moving in on a knee, makes the grab. He's going to have to throw to first to double up the runner. Throw comes in, Willits will tag the bag, and it's a double play as they double off the runner. At first base was Blackman. He got a good jump on it, but Logan Glass makes the F8 for the second out, and then it's a 7-3 put out for the, it's a 8-3 put out, I should say, of Blackman for the third out. That completes the top of the fourth inning. Nonetheless, Ballers lose the lead. It's now 2-1 Down East on top. Bottom of the fourth, due up for the Ballers. Lanzilli, Logan Glass, and Juan Gonzalez when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Chris Lanzilli, Juan Gonzalez, Logan Glass due up here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers trail 2-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. It'll be the Roddy DJ McCarty back for his fourth inning of work. It'll be Lanzilli standing in with nobody on base, nobody out, of course. Ballers falling 2-1 thus far. Pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 your count on Lanzilli. Tanner McDougal allowing a couple of runs to cross the plate in the fourth inning. Ballers now trail 2-1. They're being out hit 5-3 by the Down East Wood Ducks. So one is a bit low on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 your count on Lanzilli. Lanzilli batting 273. His first time up, he grounded out to the third baseman in Baldwin. Quick pitch from McCarty's in there for a strike. A 1-2 count now on the left fielder Lanzilli. Catcher Juan Gonzalez awaits on deck. Logan Glass to follow is in the hole. The 1-2 to Lanzilli is inside on a breaking ball. 2-2 on the baller's left fielder. Lanzilli on the season, 273 and an RBI double last night. Handing the ballers the 2-1 lead and the 2-1 victory. Pitch on the way, 2-2, swing and a miss at the plate. It's the second strikeout of the day for the righty and DJ McCarty. Lanzilli strikes out, one down now, and Juan Gonzalez is due up. So now standing on the bump is McCarty, as now they're going to get a mound visit, and it looks like there is a bit of a shakeup here as manager Carlos Maldonado's come out, as the athletic trainer Neil Ori is also with him. Might be a injury forthcoming for DJ McCarty. Pitching coach in Brian and Julio Valdez, I should say, also keeping a close eye on it. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks in this series finale. Looks like McCarty might be dealing with a bit of an injury, as they're going to say he's all good. So after a peek with the trainer and the manager, all is good for the Wood Ducks. So Chris Lanzilli strikes out. Juan Gonzalez will stand in. From the wind, here's McCarty's pitch to Gonzalez. He'll poke this one into right field. Playable for Blackman. He's coming in after a diving effort. He makes the grab for the out. A diving, sprawling fly out for Juan Gonzalez, as Blackman makes the play in right. He had that RBI single, and now he makes the effort and the snag for the out. Two down, Logan Glass will stand in. So Logan Glass will step in. Nobody on base and two down. Logan Glass with a slightly open stance. First pitch from McCarty is inside, a 1-0 count. In this bottom of the fourth, two down. Ballers trail by one. Glass batting 204. He's got a home run this week against the Wood Ducks. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's sharply grounded to short. Playable for Cueva to his left. Makes the play on to first. He goes for the out. Another 1-2-3 inning on the bump. This time it's DJ McCarty with his second 1-2-3 inning. A ground out for Logan Glass is all she wrote for the ballers in the bottom of the fourth. To the fifth we go. Kannapolis still trails 2-1. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Ballers will make a swap on the bump. Due now on the mound for Kannapolis, the Ronnie 6'2", 185-pound, 22-year-old. It's Drew McDaniel on the bump. He'll offer his first pitch of the day in the top of the fifth to Andres Mesa into right for a can of corn flyout. One pitch, one out, a flyout into right for Andres Mesa. One down now, top of the order. Due up, it's Tommy Smeck, the left fielder. So Drew McDaniel takes over in relief of Tanner McDougal. McDaniel, the free agent signee in 2022 to Lafayette, Louisiana, spent some time with Kannapolis last year. He's back here for his second season of time with the Bowlers. Is the righty Drew McDaniel, the former Ole Miss Rebel. First pitch to Specht is grounded foul down the first base line. Count will move to 0-1 on Tommy Specht. McDaniel enters today 3-5 at a 4.35 ERA. It's his second appearance of the week against these Down East Wood Ducks. He pitched three innings on Wednesday, gave up a run on four hits with a walk and two strikeouts. Pitch is a little bit inside, a 1-1 count now on the leadoff batter, Tommy Specht. Looks like there is an arm getting loose down the line as well for Down East, the lefty Dylan McLean. As Specht will lift this 1-1 in the right field, playable for Drake Logan. Under it, as in his eyes, as in his hands. Four out number two. It'll be a flyout in the right for Tommy Specht. He's now 0-3 on the day. 0-2 is Glader Figueroa, but he'll be due up. Two down against Drew McDaniel. Drew McDaniel, last time out, as mentioned, three innings, four hits, one run, a walk, and two punch-outs against these Down East Wood Ducks on Wednesday. Pitch on the way. McDaniel's pitch is upstairs, a 1-0 count on the third baseman, Glader Figueroa. On the season, McDaniel, 41 strikeouts, 15 walks. He earned the first win of the season for Kannapolis on the bump back on April 6th in Kinston against the Wood Ducks. 1-0 spun in for a strike, 1-1. On a Glader Figueroa. McDaniel from the windup. Here's the 1-1. In there for a called strike at 92. 1-2 your count on Figueroa. McDaniel threw three clean innings on April 6th in Kinston and won the first game of the season for Kannapolis. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A 1-2-3 inning for Drew McDaniel on the bump. Working with quickness and ease is the righty Drew McDaniel. Bottom of the fifth, he relieves McDougal and comes in to do his job thus far, does Drew. Bottom five, we'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dowie Live. Logan, Mora, and DeGuzman do up when we return.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Drake Logan will lead it off, bottom of the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A new arm on the bump. The lefty, Dylan McLean, takes over for the Down East Wood Ducks. Drake Logan will swing at the first pitch he sees and foul it off. 0-1 is your count. So DJ McCarty's day is done. McLean will take over here in this bottom of the fifth against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McLean, the lefty, 6'4", 190-pound lefty, 20 years of age from Portland, Oregon. He'll offer the 0-1. This one is lifted into right field, hooking towards the line. It'll land. And foul. Drake Logan almost adding a home run down that line. It was hit well, and it would have been a home run if it landed about 5 feet to the left. Would have been a dinger. Nonetheless, Drake Logan will have an 0-2 count against Dylan McLean. McLean, a fourth-round pick in 2020 by the Texas Rangers out of Central Catholic High School in Portland, Oregon. 4-1 in the season, a 2.72 ERA. For Dylan McLean on the season. Another Portland, Oregon arm. Portland, Oregon producing a whole bunch of talent in the arms department for sure. 1-2 count now as Drake Logan will stand in. McLean on the bump, the lefty working with a good pace. 1-2 count from the line. Here's the pitch. Logan will take up and upstairs. Now a 2-2 count on the baller's right fielder. A couple of notable arms from Portland, Oregon. Top Phillies pitching prospect, Mick Abel. 2-2 count, spun in four, called strike three. It'll be now the first punch out of the day. It'll be Drake Logan, who sets down via a strikeout for McLean. One down now, Javier Mora, the DH, will stand in. And Mick Abel, one of the top righties from the Portland area, as well as top righty in this year's upcoming draft, Noble Meyer. We'll see where Meyer goes in tonight's draft. First pitch to Morris, swung and a miss. It'll be 0-1 your count. As McLean will stand in his 14th appearance on the season. He started five games with the Down East Wood Ducks. This is his second season with the Wood Ducks. 0-1 to Mora in there for a called strike at 80 miles an hour. 0-2 now on Mora. McLean went five innings on Monday, three hits, a walk, and four strikeouts, and a start against the Mudcats. 0-2, fouled off, straight back. Mora stays alive at 0-2. Christopher DeGuzman awaits on deck. Ballers have not seen a base runner since the third inning, and a double for Camaletti, and gave the Ballers their only run so far. 0-2. Mora check swings and goes around, says home plate umpire Travis Brewer. It'll be another strikeout for McLean. Two batters faced, and it's two strikeouts for the lefty. Nine-hole batter Christopher DeGuzman will stand in. McLean, one of those innings eaters out of the bullpen, certainly can mow through some innings if he's working in a non-start scenario. First pitch to DeGuzman. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. Last time he went five innings and a start. He went 3 2/3 out of the pen in Salem against the Red Sox. He went four innings in Delmarva out of the bullpen against the Shorebirds. As the 0-1 is up, as stares and away to DeGuzman. A 1-1 count. McLean, not a huge strikeout guy. He averages about 2-3, maybe even 4 strikeouts. His highest on the season, he had 6 against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers back in May. 1-1 spun in for a strike to DeGuzman. A 1-2 count on the Ballers' shortstop. McLean appeared on opening day against the Ballers. 2 innings, a run on 3 hits with a walk and 3 punchouts against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2 is inside and low. Count will run to 2-2 on Christopher DeGuzman. Faced the Ballers once in that series in mid-June as well. He ended up getting the loss in a start. 2 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. Walked 4 and struck out 3. 2-2. DeGuzman weakly grounds this one to short. One shortstop grounds to another, and a throw is made. It's a little bit wild as a throw is wide from Cueva. It'll be an E6 allowing DeGuzman to reach. It'll be now 1 on for Kannapolis and 2 down for Mario Camaletti. So Mario Camaletti will stand in, a runner on second and 2 down as Cueva offers the throwing error allowing to Guzman to reach for the second time today. McLean will set, pitch on the way. Camilletti fouls this one off. 0-1 is your count on the Ballers' second baseman. Looks like they are going to give him a base hit on the play, as the Guzman will get a single out of it rather than the error on Cueva. The Guzman with a good lead at first base. Camilletti stands in. A one pitch from McLean. Fouled off again by Mario. 0-2 on the Ballers' leadoff batter. Camilletti with a double in the third inning. It was an RBI double. Carolina League leader in walks and on-base percentage. He's also got 15 doubles and now 40 RBI. 0-2 count with two outs. Camilletti stands in. McLean's pitch on the way. Fastball up and inside. 1-2 on Mario. Brooks Baldwin, the switch hitter on deck. 2-1 your score. Wood Ducks on top over York Annapolis Cannonballers. 1-2. Camilletti stands in. McLean's pitch on the way. Curveball up and inside, evens it now 2-2 on Mario. His average is boosted up to now 278. Mario was talking a couple weeks ago with me about how much he wants to boost that batting average up, and he's certainly done that. 2-2 count, McLean sets. Here's the pitch on the way to Camilletti. This one's poked high and foul down the third baseline. Count stays put 2-2. And the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization, one of the more loaded systems in baseball. The Rangers obviously doing pretty well this year. Corey Seager, a local product, kind of leading the way for the Rangers. 2-2. They're going to check the runner, and taken off is the Guzman play at second. He's safe. De Guzman was running. McLean offered a pickoff attempt. And the throw from Bannister towards second is not in time. It's a stolen base for Christopher De Guzman. He shows off the speed. So now runner in scoring position with a 2-2 count for Camilletti. So McLean will now have a runner in scoring position to deal with. It's De Guzman standing in, swiping a base against these Wood Ducks in this fifth inning. 2-2 count. Taking a peek at second is McLean. Here's the pitch. This one's poked down the line and left. It'll land foul into the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count stays to now 2-2. Two. 2-2 on Camilletti. He's battling at the plate with McLean. Hits lefties well, batting 257 on the season against lefty pitching. 2-2 count, two outs, bottom of the fifth, here's the pitch. This one is poked into play in a center field, it's shallowly hit, and Gutierrez in, he'll make the grab on the fly for the out. A soft fly out into center for Camilletti is the third out of the fifth inning. So the Ballers still trail by a score of 2-1 after five innings of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. To the sixth we go. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Meat of the order due up for the Down East Wood Ducks here in this top of the sixth inning. It's Donyer Cueva, the shortstop, Connor Piono, and Anthony Gutierrez to follow for the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. As Drew McDaniel on the bump, inning number two of work. His first pitch has been outside to Cueva. A 1-0 count on the Wood Ducks shortstop. Ballers trailing 2-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks, who put up two runs in that fourth inning. A big swing and a miss on the 1-0 from Cueva. 1-1 is your count. Who have a 2-1 lead. They're out hitting Kannapolis 6-4. Runner going, Gutierrez swings the 1-1 and fouls it off. The runner will have to backtrack back to first. 1-2 your count as Piotto took off running for the second base bag. Gutierrez 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a pair of stolen bases. McDaniel sets glove at the chest. Sets it down to the belly. 1-2 pitch on the way. Popped up in foul ground. It'll land on a cannonball their way. 1-2 your count, and we'll do another one. Out of 1-2. McDaniel will set on the bump, taking a peek. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul down the line. That'll end up in the concourse area for a souvenir. 1-2 remains your count on Gutierrez. And as mentioned, two base hits. Two of the six hits for Down East have come off the bat of Anthony Gutierrez. Waiting on deck is Yency Pena. McDaniel working. He's got a strikeout through anything in the third. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Gonzalez. Count evens at 2-2. Wind slightly blowing out to right. Doesn't really favor the righty bat of Gutierrez, but he has been able to put the ball in play with ease. 2-2 count. Daniel sets. Piotto with a good lead. Pitch on the way. Spun just a bit low and outside. Count will run full on the center fielder, Gutierrez. Drew McDaniel staring in for the signs. Gutierrez standing pretty much straight up with the bend of the knees. Wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 3-2, runner going. Fastball inside of the plate for ball four. It's a one-out walk issue to Anthony Gutierrez, who reaches for the third time today. This time it's a free pass. So a runner at second and first with one down, and Yency Pena will stand in. So now time called and a mound visit as Gonzalez will come have a chat with Drew McDaniel. Inning in a third, McDaniel will allow his first two base runners thus far today. He's gotten three flyouts and a strikeout to his name. Other than that, it's been pretty much rough sailing, a single and a walk. Back to back. McDougal's final line, the starter for Kannapolis. Five hits in two runs on four innings of work, a walk and three strikeouts. For Tanner McDougal, four innings of work. Again, he doesn't go the minimum five for the victory. As in line currently for the victory would be Dylan McClain. First pitch to Pena is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Yency Pena. 2-1 base and one down. McDaniel sets working with a good pace, 0-1. Low and outside, and now 1-1 on the Wood Ducks DH. Pena today has walked and he has singled. Also stole a base back in the fourth inning. McDaniel sets with a look at second. Here's the 1-1. Big swing and a miss for Pena. Trying to go after a breaking ball at 84 miles an hour to no avail. 1-2 your count. Time called in the infield by Yency Pena. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer awarding it. 1-2 your count, one down. JoJo Blackman, right fielder, awaits on deck. McDaniel will set with a peek at a second. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout. Throw down to first. Tried to get the out over at first to no avail, but it is a swing and a miss strikeout. As Drew McDaniel gets his second of the day, Yency Pena down on strikes. Two down. JoJo Blackman will stand in. So JoJo Blackman already an RBI single on his day back in the fourth inning. We'll have an opportunity here against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two RBI base hit for Blackman last time up. First pitch for McDaniel is up and away. A 1-0 count on the Wood Ducks right fielder. Of course, a busy day in baseball. The MLB draft a little bit later tonight. Excited for that. See who potentially could be the newest faces in a Cannonballers uniform, hopefully really soon. Blackman swings and misses on the 1-0, now 1-1 on a JoJo Blackman. White Sox have the 15th overall pick tonight. The Texas Rangers and the Down East Wood Ducks affiliate team. The Rangers have the 4th overall pick. They have all the opportunity in the world to grab somebody pretty good as this one's lifted high and foul. 1-2 is your count. Those top five in that draft are really fascinating this year. A loaded draft class, of course. If you haven't been keeping up with it, it has to do a lot with the shortened draft in 2020, where the draft went from 40 rounds to only five in that 2020 COVID year. So a lot of the guys that would have been drafted out of high school ended up going to college, and college baseball has become loaded as of late. 1-2 in the dirt block by the catcher in Gonzalez. Count evens at 2-2. So because of the draft scenario, those guys went to college for 3 years and have now become draft eligible. Of note, Dylan Cruz, a guy that comes to mind. Somebody out of high school that was going to go really high ended up deciding to go to school at LSU, and now he's almost certainly going to be a top five pick tonight. 2-2 for McDaniel. Inside, a full count now as McDaniel thought he had strike three. It is a full count on JoJo Blackman. McDaniel thought he had a strike three. Instead, count runs full. Blackman stands in. McDaniel will look at second. 2-1. Here's the full count pitch. This one's outside for ball four. It'll be a back-to-back walks after a strikeout from Pena. It's a walk for Blackman and a walk from Gutierrez, and as well as a single from Piotto. So bases are chuck full of woodies with two outs for Zion Bannister. So bases are loaded with one down, and Blake Hickman's going to come have a chat with Drew McDaniel, who's running into some trouble here in this top of the sixth inning. McDaniel has allowed a bases loaded scenario here against the Down East Wood Ducks. Zion Bannister is going to step in. He's 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a flyout. So an opportunity here for McDaniel to come back and produce some good. As everyone he's faced thus far, with the exception of Connor Piotto, has already reached base today against Tanner McDougal. This is the first batter he's faced who is 0 for 2 on the day. Pitch on the way to Bannister is low and inside, a 1-0 count on the Wood Ducks first baseman. Bannister 0 for 2, a strikeout looking and a flyout in the center field on his day. 1-0 from Drew is low and inside, 2-0. Now on Zion Bannister. To the plate in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Gonzalez. Count runs to now 3-0 on Zion Bannister. It's now Oriel Castro getting loose down the line and right for Kannapolis. Should there be some trouble for Drew McDaniel on the bump here in the sixth inning. 3-0 count, working from the line, pitch on the way. Fastball inside corner for a called strike. 3-1 on Zion Bannister. Waiting on deck, the 9-hole batter, Andres Mesa. McDaniel sends 3-1. Fastball in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Count runs full. 3-2 count with two outs. Top of the sixth inning. McDaniel one strike away from getting out of the inning. not allowing anything. Runners going 3-2. Grounded back, a diving effort. McDaniel makes on the bump. Phillips the first for the out. Nice effort from Drew McDaniel. He gets out of the inning without anything on the board. It's a 1-3 ground out for Zion Bannister. Three outs are now had in this sixth inning. So after two walks and a single, nothing on the board for Down East. Bottom of the sixth we go. Ballers still trail 2-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Brooks Baldwin, Bryce Willits, and Chris Lanzilli do up. Bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers still trail 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in this series finale. First pitch is up and inside from Dylan McLean. It's a 1-0 count. Now on a Brooks Baldwin. 1-0 count, nobody out. Pitch on the way from McLean. A curveball is just a bit inside. Now a 2-0 count on Brooks. On the day so far today, 1-for-2, a single in the first inning. He popped out in the third. In Brooks, Baldwin, McLean on the bump, pitch on the way. This one's up and inside. Baldwin ducks out of the way. Count of runs now 3-0 on the Ballers' third baseman. Baldwin, the third baseman. Willits at first base. He is on deck. Ballers trail by one run. Need some offense. 3-0. This one's lifted into left field. Playable for Specht. He backtracks, has it, and grabs it for the out. An F7 in the book for Brooks Baldwin. He is now 1-4-3. Bryce Willits will now stand in, and with nobody on base and one down. So Bryce Willits will stand in with an opportunity to get some offense rolling for Kannapolis against Dylan McLean, who has basically shut down Kannapolis other than a single from DeGuzman. Willits will get the first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Bryce Willits. DeGuzman with a single today, stole a base in the fifth inning. That's the only thing the Ballers have gotten off of Dylan McLean, 0-1. Willits will put this one in the air into right field. Blackman backtracks a step and makes the grab for the out. Two flyouts in this sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, one to left and one to right. Two outs, nobody on base. Chris Lanzilli due up. Chris Lanzilli will get an opportunity at the plate. He's 0-for-2 today. He grounded out in the first inning and struck out swinging in the fourth. Ballers have four hits today. Down East with six. First pitch to Lanzilli. He takes a swing and lifts this one high and foul 0-1 on the left fielder Lanzilli. Oriel Castro appears to be loose down the line in right. Looks like he'll enter in relief for Kannapolis. McLean working from the line, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Lanzilli swings and misses at 82 miles an hour on a breaking ball. 0-2 your count on the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. 0-2 count with two outs, bottom of the sixth, as McLean will step off on the rubber. Working now quickly, 0-2. Low and inside, try to sneak a fastball by him. 1-2 your count on Lanzilli. Juan Gonzalez awaiting on deck for the ballers. A 1-2 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. So we're going to chopper, grounder, foul down the third baseline. Figueroa plays on the backhand, but it is a snag. 1-2 your count. McLean working through this inning, trying to get it through at 1-2-3 against the ballers' meat of the order. 1-2, here's the pitch from McLean. This one's grounded towards short, playable for Cueva. Fields it in, fires across in time for the out. Two flyouts and a 6-3 ground down. The ballers get nothing in that bottom of the sixth inning. So we're headed to the back third of baseball. Ballers still trail 2-1. Looks like a fast break. And be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Looks like a new arm on the way. It's Oriel Castro for Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Oriel Castro takes over on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Laying down a bunt on the first pitch is Andres Mesa. He picked it up foul, does Oriel Castro. It's a 0-1 count on the Wood Ducks. Nine-hole batter Andres Mesa. It'll be Mesa due up for the Wood Ducks, and then it'll be Specht and Figueroa for the Wood Ducks, who are on top 2-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers today in the Sunday series finale. Mesa stands in against the lefty. Oriel Castro taking over on the bump. 6 foot, 175-pound, 22-year-old from Agua Dulce, Panama. Acquired a free agent in 2018 by the Chicago White Sox is Oriel Castro. Third arm used today in relief of Tanner McDougal and Drew McDaniel. It'll be Oriel Castro making an appearance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's his third appearance in the month of July, is first of the week. 0-1 is lifted in the air, shallow center. Glass in after, makes the grab for the out. Andres Mesa flies in a center for the out. One down now. Tommy Speck, top of the order, due up. Oriel Castro, a southpaw, 0-2 in the season, an 8.64 ERA. In 8 1/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 9 runs on 8 hits. He's walked 7 and struck out 8. Opponents are batting .267 against Oriel Castro. He appeared twice in Fayetteville on the road. His first one of this series against Down East. This one's Scott in the air to right. On the first pitch, Tommy Specht. One pitch. He flies out into right. Drake Logan makes the grab. Two down. Due up now is Glader Figueroa. There is an arm getting loose down the line in left for Down East. Looks like Brian Mendoza Getting it loose down the line for Down East in his seventh inning here in Kannapolis. 2-1 ball game. Castro's pitch is inside to Figueroa. 1-0 count on Glader. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Curveball is up and inside. Count runs to now 2-0 on the third baseman, Glader Figueroa. 0-for-3 today. A pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout in the book for the third baseman, in Glader Figueroa. Castro sets 2-0 pitch. Grounded weakly to first. Willits is going to make the play, and it's a foot race to the bag. One by Willits. It's a 3-U ground out for Figueroa, who's now 0-for-4. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Oriel Castro. Seventh inning stretch now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh. Ballers still trail 2-1. We'll take a break and be right back here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Gonzalez will lead it off, bottom of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a new arm on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks. Brian Mendoza steps in and will take over on the mound for the Down East Wood Ducks. His first pitch to Gonzalez is outside. A 1-0 count now on the Ballers catcher. Mendoza, the third arm used today by the Wood Ducks, the third one with a last name that starts with M as well. They have done McCarty, McLean, and now Mendoza. The lefty, the 19-year-old from Isla de Margarita, Venezuela, 19 years of age, a lefty, and 6'155", is Brian Mendoza. 1-1 fastball is inside corner for a called strike on Gonzalez. 1-2 is your count. Brian Mendoza, 1-0 on the season, a 2.95 ERA. And across two teams in the minor leagues, one game in the complex league, he looked sharp. With the Down East Wood Ducks, he is 1-0 with a 2.84 ERA. This is game number 8 for him with Down East. 1-2 is low and inside, 2-2 now to Juan Gonzalez. In 19 innings with the Wood Ducks, 13 strikeouts, 7 walks for Brian Mendoza. As Gonzalez goes after the 2-2 and misses for strike 3. He's now 0-for-3. He is grounded out, flown out, and now struck out against the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-for-3 is Juan Gonzalez. One down, and Logan Glass will stand in. Logan Glass will have an opportunity with one down against the lefty Mendoza. Wood Ducks opting for another lefty out of the pen. First pitch, Glass swings and misses at 94, 0-1 is your count. Glass, a center fielder. Drake Logan, right fielder, awaits on deck. 0-1 pitch. Glass swings and misses at 94. 0-2 your count on Logan Glass. As time called at the plate by Logan Glass, he'll call time and allow the batter to reset. This game is humming. 0-2 on the way. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Logan Glass will take a peek at strike three. That's now two outs in this bottom of the seventh inning, and Drake Logan due up. Drake Logan 0-2 on his day thus far, facing off against the lefty here in Brian Mendoza. Talk about guys that have hit well against lefties. Drake Logan, for certain, is one of them, batting 400 against lefties. He swings the first hitch he sees and fouls it off. It'll be a 0-1 count on Drake Logan. Mendoza working with a good pace, 0-1. Logan swings and misses at 93, 0-2. On the Ballers right fielder, Javier Mora, DH awaits on deck. Bottom of the seventh, Drake Logan at the plate against Mendoza. Logan stands in, Mendoza at a good pace, 0-2 pitch. Just a bit inside, 1-2 on Drake Logan, the Ballers right fielder. Batting 400 against lefties with two homers and seven RBI is Drake Logan. He had two home runs on Monday. He swings at the 1-2 and he lifts this one into center. Hit well, backtracking Gutierrez on a leaping effort. He does not make the grab. Logan rounding second headed for third in the play. He'll slide in safely at third. Drake Logan will have a nice play. He's in at third base safely. The tying run 90 feet away. It'll be a triple for Drake Logan. Now one on and two out, and Javier Mora will stand in. Anthony Gutierrez unable to make the catch out in center field. On a well-hit ball from Drake Logan, he'll boost his batting average again against lefties with a triple out into center field. Mora will stand in, runner 90 feet away from scoring. Pitch on the way from Mendoza. Swing and a miss from Mora. 0-1 your count. Logan, his first triple on the year. Slides in safely. The throw from the Wood Ducks to third base almost went over the head of the third baseman Figueroa and almost was trouble. 0-1 is inside, 1-1. Mendoza two strikes away from getting out of the inning, but he's got a runner on third. A 1-1 count against Mora. Pitch delivered. Fastball low and inside. 2-1 on the DH, Javier Mora. Single and a walk, single and a strikeout, I should say, on the day for Javier. Singled in the third inning to lead it off. Mendoza sets a 2-1 count. Two down. Here's the pitch. Curveball is up and away on the 2-1. Now 3-1. On the DH, Mora. Christopher de Guzman, shortstop awaiting on deck. Mendoza 1-0 on the season. Trying to get through this inning. 3-1. Fouled off straight back by Mora. Count will stay full. On Javier Mora, who's right at the Mendoza line. Batting 200 on the season. 1-for-2 on the day. Brian Mendoza making an appearance for the Wood Ducks. He pitched back on July 4th. At the start, he went four innings, three strikeouts with a walk. Gave up two runs on three hits. 3-2 fouled off by Mora. Count will stay put at 3-2, and we'll do it again. Full count, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. De Guzman awaiting patiently on deck. Mora in a big spot here. 3-2 count with two outs. Mendoza sits. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. Check swing. Did he go? No. It'll be ball four and a walk issue to Javier Mora. So now runners are on the corners for Kannapolis with two down. And now it'll be a mound visit on the way for Brian Mendoza. Looks like he's going to get a chat with Julio Valdez, the pitching coach for the Down East Wood Ducks. So Drake Logan with a triple, and then a walk for Javier Mora. That puts two on the base paths for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Christopher de Guzman will get an opportunity against the lefty Mendoza. De Guzman will turn around and bat righty. He's hitting well against lefties. Entering today was hitting 333 and a single in the fifth. Did de Guzman against Dylan McClain. Still no multi-hit games on the board for Kannapolis. Bottom of the seventh inning, Kannapolis trailing by one run. A close game thus far. Big spot here as DeGuzman steps in. Runners on the corners, two down. Mendoza with a breath. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? No, says infield umpire Trey Ward. 1-0 your count. DeGuzman almost offering at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0 count. Mora at first base with an okay lead. Drake Logan at third. He's got a good lead. A 1-0 peg count. Mendoza's pitch is up and away now. 2-0. Mario Camaletti, top of the order, awaits on deck. Ballers trailing 2-1, but one swing of the bat can at least make it a 2-2 game. Christopher DeGuzman stands in, wiggles the bat over the right shoulder. 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. Count runs to 2-1. Mendoza again had a bit of a rough go of it. Last time out against Kannapolis, 4 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. He did face Kannapolis at home on the 16th of June. He threw 2 shutout innings. 2-1 is outside. Now 3-1 on DeGuzman. 2 shutout innings, but he walked 3 and he struck out 3. Did Brian Mendoza. Being added to the roster for the Wood Ducks on May 5th. 3-1 count. Two down, here's the pitch. Up and away, ball 4. It's another walk issued, so a triple and back-to-back walks from Mora and DeGuzman. And now bases are chock full of ballers with 2 down, and Mario Camaletti has a chance to play hero. So a big spot here for Mario Camaletti and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who trail by 1 run. They have an opportunity to at least tie the ball game, if not, add more. Carolina League leader in walks is Camaletti against Mendoza, who's walked 2 in a row. First pitch to Camaletti, spun in just a bit inside, a 1-0 count on Camaletti. There is an arm warming down the line for the Wood Ducks. Mendoza having a rough go of it. In the seventh inning, 1-0 to Camaletti is inside, 2-0. Good eye from Mario. Camaletti's got a very sharp eye at the plate. Carolina League leader in walks. He has found ways to get on base and do it with ease. 2-0 count with 2 outs. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and inside. Now 3-0. And now one more ball will tie this ball game. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. Camaletti awaiting his pitch. He had a double in the third inning. 3-2, 3-0 is in there for a called strike. 3-1 your count. Camaletti looks at strike one at 93 miles an hour. 3-1 count, favorable hitters count. 3-1, 2 outs. Mendoza sets, pitch on the way. Fastball right down Broadway for called strike 2. And now the plot thickens, count runs full on Mario Camaletti. And third is Logan, at second is Mora. At first is DeGuzman. Brian Mendoza with a 3-2 pitch. Fouled off by Camaletti, stays alive. Count stays put at 3-2, we'll do it again. Baldwin awaiting on deck, full count, 2 outs, bottom of the 7th, ballers trail by 1, a base hit here, at least ties the game. Camaletti sets, 3-2 for Mendoza. Low on the outside corner for a called strike 3. Camaletti will sit down looking at strike 3. And Mendoza gets out of the frame unscathed. He leaves the bases stranded. And every base does the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And Camaletti has some not friendly words, I'd imagine, for Travis Brewer. Nonetheless, bases are left stranded and loaded. Camaletti looks at strike 3. That concludes 7 innings of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. To the 8th we go. Down east on top 2-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top of the eighth inning, we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Oriel Castro returns the bump. Donyer Cueva, Connor Pioto, and Anthony Gutierrez do up. Top of the eighth, first pitch from Castro is a bit out in there for a called strike on a swing, according to infield umpire in Trey Ward. It's the first strike, 0-1 your count on Donyer Cueva. Oriel Castro's 0-1 deliver. Check swing, he goes around on it, says Travis Brewer. Count runs to now 0-2 on Cueva. Cueva, Pioto, and Gutierrez against Oriel Castro in his second inning of work. Get a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh inning against these Wood Ducks. Wood Ducks have not had a base runner since the sixth. Castro's 0-2. Low and outside, trying to get a fastball by him at 92. It's low and outside, though. Count runs to 1-2. Wood Ducks on top 2-1. Kannapolis being out hit 6-5. They had bases loaded last half inning, but unable to get any runs across. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Oriel Castro has a strikeout into his name. It's the first of his day. Donyer Cueva now is 1-4-4 today. He struck out twice, and Connor Pioto will stand in. Pioto is 1-for-3 today. A single back in the sixth inning. He singled in the sixth inning, a fly out in the fourth, and a pop out in the first. Castro's pitch on the way. Fastball lower part of the zone called strike one on Connor Pioto. O-1 count. Pioto at the plate. Castro's pitch. This one is another fastball at 92. That one's another strike. 0-2 on the Wood Ducks catcher. He singled in the sixth, popped out in the first, flew out in the fourth. Did Connor Pioto. Castro's pitch is just a bit outside, 1-2. 91 miles an hour from Oriel Castro. Pioto, a undrafted free agent signee in 2021 out of Mississauga, Ontario. By the Texas Rangers, 1-2 is low and outside, 2-2 on Pioto. Castro looking in for the signs, a 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Curveball just a bit outside. 2-2 runs full now on Pioto, the catcher. Anthony Gutierrez awaiting on deck. Ballers trail by one, looking to hold down east to three runs so far today. Pitch delivered in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Connor Pioto down on strikes. Anthony Gutierrez will step in after back-to-back punchouts of Cueva and Pioto for Oriel Castro. Oriel Castro has picked up a couple of strikeouts thus far today. He's got two on the day now. McDaniel, his predecessor, had two. McDougal, the starter, had three. As this one's outside to Gutierrez, 1-0 your count. Gutierrez, 2-for-2 today. A pair of singles, a pair of stolen bases, and he walked once. 1-0 sky high and foul. Count will shift to 1-1. One count. Castro's offering to Gutierrez. This one's upstairs and away on a breaking ball now. 2-1 on Anthony Gutierrez. Yancy Pena waiting on deck. He's singled. Castro's pitch, a 2-1 fastball inside corner now. 2-2. Good fastball from Oriel Castro. 2-2 count, two outs. Castro with a breath, 2-2. Lift an eye and foul by Gutierrez. He stays alive. Count will stay put. 2-2. We'll do it again. Yancy Pena waiting. Gutierrez is singled twice and walked once. Castro through an inning and two-thirds. 2-2 up and inside. Almost hits Gutierrez. Count will run full on the Wood Ducks center fielder. 3-2 count with two outs. Castro working exclusively from the stretch. 3-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball four, and Anthony Gutierrez now with two singles and two walks to his name. It'll be a runner on first and two down, and Yancy Pena due up. So Yancy Pena will have an opportunity against Oriel Castro in this top of the eighth inning. Wood Ducks on top 2-1, looking to add to their lead. Castro's pitch. This one swung and fouled off by Pena. 0-1 on the DH for the Wood Ducks. Good lead at first for Gutierrez. He's already got two stolen bases today. Potentially could be looking for another. 0-1 count, and he is going to take off, throw it to the first, and now throw it to second. Did they get Gutierrez? No! Close play at second, but Anthony Gutierrez has his third stolen base on the day. He was taking off immediately for second, and to no avail. Camilletti can't get the tag in time. Now the Wood Ducks have a runner in scoring position. 0-1 count, two outs. Now Juan Gonzalez will go chat with Castro. So Castro will have a runner on second now to deal with in scoring position. Pena steps in. He had a single in the fourth, a walk in the second. 0-1 count. This one is grounded to third base. Playable for Baldwin. Makes the play, and across he goes for the out. 5-3 ground out for Yancy Pena. He's the third out of the top of the eighth inning. So we keep cruising along. Bottom of the eighth we go. Wood Ducks still lead 2-1. Ballers have six outs to work with. They need some runs. They want to take the series finale against Down East. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, the Down East Wood Ducks will make another swap on the bump. It's Jacob Maton taking over. 6'1", 195-pound Roddy from Springfield, Illinois, an undrafted free agent signee in 2022. By the Texas Rangers, Jacob Maton will take over. His first pitch to Baldwin is fouled off straight back. 0-1 year count now on Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, Willits, and Lanzilli do up in this bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers trail 2-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Baldwin will stand in. Pitch from Maton is low and inside. Now 1-1 on Brooks Baldwin. Maton, a 39th round draft pick in 2018 by the Seattle Mariners. Brother of Phil Maton and a brother of Nick Maton. For sure a baseball family. This one's grounded back up the middle towards the mound. Maton underhands the first for the out. It's a 1-3 put out of Brooks Baldwin. That's now one down. Bryce Willits two up. Phil Maton with the Houston Astros, and then Nick Maton, another baseball lifer, most notably with the Phillies. He's currently with the AAA Toledo Mudhens in the Tigers organization. First pitch to Willits. This one is grounded weakly to first. Playable for Zion Bannister. Makes the play. To first he goes for the out. Now two down and two up will be Chris Lanzilli. So Jacob Maton steps in as the fourth arm used today by the Down East Wood Ducks. After two quick outs now, Lanzilli due up. He's 0 for 3. Lanzilli with an open stance. Jacob Maton working. Here's the first pitch. Lanzilli takes four called strike, 0-1 against Jacob Maton. 3-0 in the year, a 3.00 ERA across two teams in 2023. He spent some time with the Wood Ducks and with the Hickory Crawdads as well. 0-2 is fouled back by Lanzilli. 0-2 your count on the Ballers left fielder. Juan Gonzalez awaiting on deck, bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers trail 2-1, 0-2 pitch. This one is lifted in the air in a right field, playable for Blackman, as in his eyes, as in his hands. Four at number three. It's a fly out into right for Lanzilli, and it's three up, three down. Top of the ninth inning, Ballers still trail by one. They'll look to hold the Wood Ducks there. It'll be Billy Seidel taking over in the ninth inning, and he will take over on the bump for the Ballers when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Billy Seidel will take over on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this top of the ninth inning. Seidel takes over, 6 foot, 220-pound righty, a 15th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Out of Wellesley, Massachusetts is Billy Seidel. Former Duke Blue Devil will come in the ninth inning, looking to make it a still 2-1 game after the top of the ninth. Ballers trail by one, looking to hold on against the Wood Ducks. First pitch to JoJo Blackman in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. It'll be bottom third of the order, two up. Blackman, Bannister, and Mesa. Blackman with a 2 RBI base knockback in the fourth, proving to be the difference maker today for Down East. 0-1 is outside from Seidel. 1-1 now on the Wood Ducks right fielder. 1-1 count, nobody out. Seidel will set, takes a peek, 1-1. This one is fouled off over everybody's head. Count will shift to 1-2 now on a JoJo Blackman. Zion Bannister awaits on deck. Andres Mesa in the hole. Blackman with that single in the fourth. Other than that, it's a walk in the sixth and a strikeout in the second. As Seidel sets, 1-2. Fastball, lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Billy Seidel has his first punch out of the day. One down now, and due up is Zion Bannister. So Billy Seidel takes over as the fourth arm used today. Tied for the Carolina League lead in saves with 9. He's appeared in the most games of any Carolina League arm. This is game number 26 for him on the season. He is 3-2, the 4.18 ERA. And tied for the Carolina League lead in saves with 9 as Bannister fouls this one off. 0-1 is your count. 33 strikeouts in 32 and a third innings pitched. 0-1 count in this top of the ninth inning. Wood Ducks are on top 2-1. Looking to get some insurance runs perhaps. 0-1 from Seidel. Fouled off over the press box. Count will run 0-2 on the Wood Ducks first baseman, Zion Bannister. Andres Mesa awaits on deck. And Seidel and the Ballers looking to hold on and keep it a one-run ball game. Seidel appeared last on a Thursday. He went 2 2/3 innings. As Bannister loops this 0-2 foul, it'll end up in the right field terrace and bounce off back onto the field of play. 0-2, your count. Seidel went 2 2/3 on the sixth against Down East. Two hits, a run, and three strikeouts. 0-2 count with one down. Seidel with a deep breath. Glove at the belly, 0-2. Fastball is just a bit inside. Seidel thought he had strike three, but to no avail. It'll be a 1-2 count on Bannister. 0-for-3 is strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out for the first baseman, Bannister. 1-2 from Seidel. This one is low and gets by the catcher, Gonzalez. Count will run even now at 2-2. Andres Mesa waits on deck. Top of the ninth inning, it's 2-1 and Down East. Here in the Sunday series finale. 2-2 count with one down. Seidel with a breath. Deep breath. Here's the pitch. Another one grounded foul that'll end up down in the baller's dugout area. Bannister fighting in the plate with Seidel. Making another appearance. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat on the way. Down East out hitting Kannapolis 6-5 in what's been a pretty pedestrian game. This one is on the inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Two batters face two strikeouts for Billy Seidel. He comes in and picks up two strikeouts. It's the third game in a row. He struck out at least two batters in his outing. Two outs. Nobody on base. Andres Mesa digs in. So Andres Mesa will have an opportunity against Billy Seidel. Mesa ground out and a pair of flyouts on his day. He'll set. First pitch from Seidel. Fastball is up and inside. A 1-0 count. As Billy Seidel trying to get the fastball by him at 91 miles an hour. Opponents are batting a 200 total against Billy Seidel. 1-0 on the way. This one is looped and lined hard into left field. That's going to get into left and be a base knock off the wall. Rounding first, headed for second is Mesa. He will stop at second as no tag in time. It's a two-out double off the bat of the second baseman, Andres Mesa. Base runner on second and two down. Top of the order, two up, it's Tommy Specht. So Tommy Specht will stand in. He's 0-for-4 today. With two pop-outs and two fly-outs. Tommy Specht will stand in. Runner on second, two down. Seidel will set. Glove at the belly. First pitch to Specht. Fastball is inside. A 1-0 count. Close call. Tommy Specht, the left fielder. On deck is Glader Figueroa, also 0-for-4. Top of the order for Down East, combined is 1-for-12 today, 1-0. Fouled off by Specht, now 1-1. The top three batters, as mentioned in that lineup, for Down East. Only hit coming from Danier Cueva. It's been the 4, 5, 6 batters that have been in trouble, all of them with a hit today. A combined 4-for-9 is Piotto Gutierrez and Pena. 1-1 count. Seidel with a look at second. Good lead for Mesa. Pitch on the way. Specht will ground this one. Seidel will snag and take it to the bag himself. It's a rare 1-1 put out, and that'll conclude the top of the ninth inning. Billy Seidel gets through it without anything other than a double off the bat of Andres Mesa. It's mere consolation here in this ninth inning. Ballers trail 2-1. They have three outs to work with. It's Juan Gonzalez, Logan Klass, and Drake Logan due up. We'll be right back. We'll see if the Ballers can mount a comeback on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Pally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health. because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Gonzalez, Logan Glass, and Drake Logan are all the hope that the Ballers have here in this bottom of the ninth inning. And we'll set things up here for Kannapolis to hopefully make a comeback. They trail 2-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Maton back on the bump, looking to make things happen in this bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch on the way to Gonzalez. This one's low and outside. A 1-0 count on the catcher, Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez today 0-for-3, struck out in the seventh inning. He flew out in the fourth and grounded out in the second. Gonzalez stands in, pitch on the way on the 1-0. Fastball is on the inside corner, 1-1. Jacob Maton back for his second inning of action. Logan Glass awaiting on deck. He is 0-for-3. Drake Logan is 1-for-3 today with a triple. Gonzalez is fouling off this 1-2. It is now your count. Fouling it off on the 1-1. 1-2, your count. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. Wood Ducks are on top, 2-1. 1-2 count. Gonzalez will get the pitch on the 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, says infield umpire Trey Ward. Count will run to 2-2. Gonzalez, the catcher, as mentioned, 0-for-3. Trying to get on base. He's at risk of losing his five-game on-base streak. He'll swing and miss on the 2-2, and that is out number one of this bottom of the ninth inning. He swings and misses. He's now 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts, as that'll almost certainly, unless the Ballers can rattle off a massive comeback, find a way to lose his five-game on-base streak. So Glass will step in. Bottom of the ninth inning, Glass will step in against Maton. First pitch on the way. Glass will foul this one off. 0-1 your count on Logan Glass. Glass is 0-for-3. Two ground outs and a strikeout on his day. 0-1 count. Maton working on the bump. He'll set from the line. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with an 89-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Count of runs to 0-2. Every Wood Duck on the top step of the dugout. Here in this bottom of the ninth inning. Down East is two outs away from evening the series. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and Logan Glass is down on strikes for the second time today. Now the Wood Ducks are down to one more out for picking up a victory. Ballers are one out away from dropping and not winning their third game in a row. It'll be bottom nine, two out. Drake Logan is all that stands winning between the Wood Ducks and victory. Pitch on the way for Drake Logan. This one is weakly grounded, foul. It'll be an 0-1 count on Drake Logan. Drake Logan, an 0-1 count. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning. Wood Ducks are on top 2-1. Drake Logan and the Ballers looking to make a comeback in this ninth inning. Maton's 0-1. Logan glides this one down the line. Foul in the right field corner. Wood Ducks are now one strike away from a victory here in this bottom of the ninth inning. On deck, should the game extend, it's Javier Mora on deck as the Wood Ducks are one strike away from victory. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball. This one's lifted high and foul. We'll do another one at 0-2 on Drake Logan. Oh, two count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and Drake Logan strikes out. That is three strikeouts in the day for Jacob Maton, and that will conclude matters here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers draw a 2-1 ball game in this series finale, and that is all she wrote for the Wood Ducks and the Ballers in this six-game set. The two sides split the series, a good fight between these two, who are on top respectively in their Carolina League divisions, as we'll take a peek at all of that in the postgame show. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Wood Ducks take this one 2-1 here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. As today's final, the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop game six of this six-game set between these two sides. The Ballers and the Wood Ducks find themselves complete in this six-game set. The Ballers fall 2-1, out hit 7-5 in today's matchup between the Ballers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Dylan McLean gets the win, 5-1 on the year. Tanner McDougal drops his second game in a row. He is now 0-3 on the year. And Maton comes in and gets the save in the ninth inning with three strikeouts in a two-inning outing for Maton. Six batters faced. He retires all six. Ballers with not much today on offense. A bunch of one-hit days. Baldwin, Logan, Mora, and DeGuzman. Only RBI today in the third inning was a Mario Camilletti RBI double. He's got 15 doubles and now 40 RBI on the year. Does Mario, Carolina League leader in walks and on-base percentage, continues his on-base streak. McDougal gets the loss today for the Ballers. Four innings, five hits, two runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Drew McDaniel goes two innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, and two punchouts. Oriel Castro, two shutout innings with a walk and two punchouts. Billy Seidel with one inning, one hit, and two strikeouts. On the other side, the Down East Wood Ducks, they get a multi-hit game from Anthony Gutierrez, two for two, with a pair of walks as well. Gutierrez on base practically all day. One for three day for JoJo Blackman. He had a two RBI base hit in the fourth inning. It's all the Wood Ducks needed to pick up the victory in today's Sunday series finale. One-hit days for Cueva, Pioto, Pena, and Mesa as well. Seven total hits for Down East in today's game. McCarty, four innings, one run on three hits, a walk and no walks and two punchouts. McLean with the victory, two shutout innings, one hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. Mendoza gets a hold through one inning. He walks two, strikes out three with one hit. And then Maton with two innings of work of shutout action with no walks and three strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 18 minutes after a 47-minute delay as well. Over 1,800 Paulers fans pack an Atrium Health Ballpark for this action between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As for both sides, well, they'll get a much-deserved break for about 4 days. We're off completely in the Carolina League until later this week. Friday the 14th will be the next time these two sides have a game in action. The Wood Ducks will be home. They're hosting the Charleston River Dogs for three games. And then the Kannapolis Cannonballers, well, they're going to head to Columbia, and they'll face off against the Columbia Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization in what's said to be a good one, folks. These two sides are at least a half game within each other in this standings currently. At the most, Columbia will be one game ahead of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So it's going to be a tough one next week in Columbia. Two very evenly contested sides, but we'll see how things go, and we'll have the call for you. I will be traveling. I will travel, and I will have the broadcast for you. John Kosas will be on the call for you on the video streams on Valley Live and MILB.TV. But if you want to listen to a Baller Central feed here, Dan Helody, myself, I'll have the call for you for all three games down in Columbia next week at Segra Park in beautiful Columbia, South Carolina. Until then, we'll see you then. We're going to have 4 days off. We'll enjoy the break, as much reserved break, as these two sides have not had a day off in a little bit of time. So it'll be good for the guys to get a little bit of rest in those 2 weeks of baseball. 12 games in 12 days is complete. Ballers and the Wood Ducks will play again on Friday in their respective opponents. We'll see you on Friday in Columbia. The Ballers will head to Segra Park for three and then be back home on July 25th. That's the next time they'll be home against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be sure to come grab your tickets and hang out with us here in late July. Until then, Dan Helody saying thanks for tuning into the broadcast. Valley Live, MILB.TV, and our two audio streams on the First Pitch app and kcballers.com. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Drive home safe if you're at the ballpark, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Ballers fall today 2-1. They'll get a break and head to Columbia on a Friday. Have a great one, everyone.